Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Crown Lifters Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karim Jarya, Chairman at Crown Lifters Limited. Thank you, and over to Mr. Jarya.
Hello everyone. We are pleased to report a strong performance in quarter three of the 2024-25 financial year, driven by increased project demand and strategic investments in our fleet. Following the post-monsoon season, we received numerous inquiries, prompting the relocation of several cranes across states. Additionally, we have expanded our capabilities with the acquisition of two new 260-ton crawler cranes, one deployed in December 2024 and the second at the end of January 2025. Our capital expenditures of the current financial year stand at approximately 55 crores, with plans to acquire additional smaller cranes before year-end. Looking ahead to 2025-26, we anticipate another promising year with significant CapEx investments to enhance our market presence and attract clients across multiple sectors and cover more states. During quarter three, we secured a wind project from Serentica Renewables India Co. Private Limited, a Vedanta Group company, and reestablished our partnership with Shree Cement Limited in the cement sector. With a robust order book, we expect over 90% occupancy in quarter four and are confident to maintain and grow the current EBITDA margins. Meanwhile, India's infrastructure sector continues to witness substantial growth, with major investments shaping the industry. A few of them: the Aditya Birla Group plans to invest 50,000 crores in Rajasthan, including 6,000 crores in renewable energy over the next one or two years. The government aims to invest 143 lakh crores in urban infrastructure by 2030, while Delhi Metro has received a 6,200 crores corridor boost ahead of assembly polls. India's steel consumption has surged in double digits despite a global slowdown, and Adani Ports has signed a supplementary concession agreement with the Kerala government for fast-track Vizhinjam Port's capacity expansion. The Odisha government has approved industrial projects worth 1.37 crores, and India's construction equipment industry recorded its highest-ever year-on-year growth from April to October 2024, further demonstrating the momentum in infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi is set to inaugurate projects worth 46,300 crores in Rajasthan on December 17, 2024. Infrastructure projects worth rupees 24,276 crores have been approved by Amaravati, while ArcelorMittal Nippon Steel are making significant strides under Mittal's Mission Steel. In Gujarat, Bhuj-Nakaratna Road will be developed as a four-lane high-speed corridor with an approved budget of 937 crores, and Odisha CM Mohan Majhi has announced a 4,000 crores cement factory in Malkangiri. Across the country, around 75 tunnel projects worth 49,000 crores are under construction, as per Minister Nitin Gadkari, and Uttar Pradesh has approved a 17,865 crores supplementary budget to boost power and infrastructure development. These substantial investments reaffirm India's commitment to infrastructure growth and development, creating strong opportunities for us across sectors. I would like to add the announcement that came today from JSW Group about setting up the world's largest steel plant in Gadchiroli, Maharashtra, with an investment of 1 lakh crore. These kinds of projects are supposed to be for the three to four years of planning and execution, and these kinds of projects can take us from this level to another highest-level milestones, which we have in our plans, and we look forward to such more projects announcements and favorable orders because our machines and accessories that we are buying and are bought recently are in line with the projects which I have discussed and spoken about now. Mr. Nirav, over to you to open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ayush from Soul Practice. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Sir, can you talk a little about the guidance of your top line, please?
Hi there.
Am I audible? Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. So the general guidance that we had given in the last phone call also was roughly 30%. And now that we are working on projects which are a mix of our very long-term projects, the major cranes are there. And there are a few cranes which are in the short-term projects where the margins are very high compared to the long-term projects. So we are trying to mix it well. And the 30% guidance, I don't want you to hold exactly at the 30% guidance. It could be 25, it could be 35. Depending on the projects we get, 30% is a ballpark number that we have given. What I would like to suggest is to look on the growth of PAT, which we are getting. And that is going to be much more than 30% that we anticipate. And that has been given in the current quarter also, as well as the last quarter. So the guidance which we give is more focused based on the PAT and the top line. Yes, it's somewhere around that 30% line which we are expecting to close the year around.
Thank you, sir. I also have one more question. Could you give a little detail about the wind project that you have with Serentica Renewables India Private Limited?
So Serentica Renewables India Private Limited is a Vedanta Group company, and they are into wind farms, and we've received an order for the 800-ton crane along with two support cranes, which is working for them in Maharashtra.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Sushrut Gokhale from Caprise Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sushrut this side from Caprise. So
yeah,
my question is around green energy and renewable. So few players in our industry hinted that on-ground execution of, say, wind renewable has not taken pace which was expected. So what scenario are we seeing on ground?
So with regards to solar and green energy, the solar projects, what we are associated is with hypothetical example I give you, one of our clients is Reliance. And Reliance is making a solar factory, all right? And few of our cranes are there in the factory. The project is around 2.5 years project, where our mid to smaller size cranes are used in building the solar factory. And with regard to green energy EPC contracting is a different thing, and renting is a different thing. We have one package. When we call one package is one 800-ton crane, along with few tire-mounted cranes and man-lifts. So this is one package. And most of the top 10 companies which are in India generally rent around 20 packages, namely Suzlon, Serentica, JSW, Adani. These are one client each, and each client would have around 15-20 packages working for them, all right? We, at this stage, have only one package to offer, which is given to Serentica. So I don't see any impact, at least on our balance sheet or our figure, even if we go ahead in the next fiscal year, which we are planning to add another package in the next fiscal year. So we don't see forward that there's a requirement of A group clients, around 100 packages at any given time, and we need to take a 2% order from that. So right now, what we are seeing it, we don't see any demand-supply gap. We see a good high demand. Today also, we've received an inquiry, and we may close with KP Energy Group for an order for next 6 months. That project is in Bhuj, Nalia, so that project would also run during monsoon. So these kind of inquiries we have, and we are short of cranes, in fact, and we have more inquiries in pipeline for that.
And sir,
I don't see a gap there.
Okay. What should we take our standard depreciation? Which method do we follow?
So now we are following the straight line method in depreciation.
So this December depreciation, should we take this as a standard or
straight line method?
It increases.
The full year of this year is being taken, all the last three quarters as well as the fourth quarter, and going forward, all is going to be the SLM method, straight line method.
Okay. I will come back.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Tushar from Shagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the numbers. I have a question regarding the CapEx target of the company. How much CapEx has done till date? And what are the further CapEx plan of the company?
So last year we did a CapEx of around 67 crores. This year we have already done a 55 crore CapEx. And we're looking forward before the financial flows to add a few smaller things for which we are waiting to get a longer term order. Once we receive those orders, the CapEx would be between 5 to 10 crore rupees for closing this fiscal year.
Oh, okay, sir. And one more question. What is the mix of mid range cranes and heavyweight cranes?
So the mix of cranes, so the fleet size today in the January month, after adding the crane, the own cranes are around 24 cranes. The higher capacity cranes by numbers, if you calculate, it should be around 30% and around 30-35% and around 60-65% should be the mid to smaller size cranes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Mahek Talati from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. So we have seen a sharp increase in the EBITDA margin from 54% to 64%. So is it sustainable going forward or there will be some decrease in the margins?
The current margins, which we are having around 64%, is sustainable, and going forward, we are looking at maintaining the same as well as trying to improve it further from here.
Okay. And sir, I might have missed the number. Can you please give details of the average rental yield for this?
Average rental yield, which is in our presentation also, is between 30-36%, depending on the contract type, the longevity on the contract, and the distance of the contract from where the crane is. So it all depends on the time that takes the crane takes from the place of last site to the next site when it goes. So all that keeping in calculations and the short-term, long-term projects, we've given a general average 30% for very, very long-term projects, short to medium-term projects, 36%. So we've given an average bandwidth of 30-36%.
Okay, and the CAPEX which we have announced till date, have we received all the cranes and are they deployed or we are yet to receive some cranes?
The last crane we received was one in December which went on the job, and the second last and the last one went on job in January. So the 55 crores CAPEX has been achieved and all the cranes has been deployed already.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Ayush from Soul Practice. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. If I'm not wrong, the crane capacity currently stands 80-85%, right?
The crane? Mentioned the PPT. Can you repeat, please?
If I'm not wrong, sir, the crane capacity happens to be 85% at the moment, right?
The capacity of the crane? Utilization, the fleet utilization.
Yeah.
The fleet utilization is 90% plus.
90 plus. And the forthcoming quarter stays the same, if I'm not wrong.
Remains same, yes. So this is generally fluctuating between sometime 89, 91, 92. So we give a ballpark figure of 90%, but we are achieving above 90 right now. This is the season time, right? So in the season time, it is generally 92-93% also. So we've given plus 90% there, the capacity utilization.
Okay, sir. Answers that question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rahil Dasani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah, is it clear now?
A little bit.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So first of all, good morning and congratulations on the great number.
Thank you.
I just had one question. If you could speak a bit on the subcontracting to third party cranes that we talked about last year. Since we have a limitation of buy cranes and we cannot keep on buying cranes, so how are we thinking about this part of the business? How is the progress there?
Okay. So if you see in our last presentation, the subcontract cranes were around 8-9 numbers. Now we reached 11. And the smaller, very smaller cranes, say hypothetically numbers, again 60-ton capacity, 80-ton capacity, wherein the margins, the cost expenses are very high and the margins are lesser. We are not trying to invest in that very low sizes and we are trying to keep subcontract cranes there. And that is the area below 100-ton cranes, which we call the smaller crane segments. We are trying to now invest in the mid to higher mid segment. And the smaller segment, we are trying to encourage subcontract cranes. Of course, they are also for a very, very long-term contract. Like we got few contracts this month for bullet trains and coastal road project, which is open from Orange Gate, Mumbai. And it is joining with Atal Setu. So these kind of projects, which are there for 2 years, 3 years. But the margins are lesser there because the expenses on the smaller cranes and admin costs are similar to those on the mid-size cranes where we are focusing more. So these kind of cranes of we are trying to subcontract. We are also sometimes wanting to now contract, sometime soon we want to start subcontracting cranes in the higher capacity where we have very few cranes. For example, 400 tons, 600 tons where we have jobs, but our crane numbers are limited to two numbers and one numbers or three numbers. So we have a lot of orders coming from there also. So we may soon start engaging in subcontracting those cranes. Our general margins during subcontracting is around 8-10% on the gross yield.
Okay, got it. That's exactly what I want to understand, sir, since the demand is so high and this is basically free margin for us based on our connects. So what sort of a mix can we expect in between contracted cranes and crew cranes over the period of next 2 to 3 years?
Rahil, your question is not clear. It's not properly audible. Can you say it repeated again?
Can you please speak to the handset? It's again echoing.
Yeah. So, what sort of mix of cranes can we expect in between contracted and owned over a period of 1 to 2 to 3 years?
No, so, see, cranes you're saying is the sizes you're saying? And what kind of sizes are we going to invest? That's the question.
No, I am saying it in terms of contracted cranes where we are contracting to third parties.
So the subcontracting cranes are going to be either the below 100 tons or anything above 400 tons. If you are looking at that question, is that the question?
My question is, like, for example, right now we must be having say 20 cranes. From that 11 are owned and 9 are subcontracted. So going ahead, what sort of mix can this be?
No, so see, right now we have 34 active cranes, out of which our own cranes stand to 24 and 10 cranes are subcontracted. I'm giving you the figure of this month, the current month in which we are standing. All right. So it's not going to, if I give you the numbers, the subcontracted cranes are going to be 15 or 20 and our cranes are going to remain at 30, it will not give you the percentage of the business because these are very, very smaller cranes yielding around 3.5-4 lakh rupees a month. Wherein one of our larger cranes should be doing around 45-50 lakhs a month. You know, so if you're looking at arriving at a figure in percentage of business, it is something I don't have a red number right now. Okay. Because it is a dynamic thing. It's something that we can predict. It's a dynamic thing.
Of course.
But definitely in the balance sheet, you can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from line of Harsh from Toro Wealth. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Karim, on great set of results.
Wanted to ask
a couple of questions. One was, you know, in the PPT, there are many sectors mentioned, like example, airports, etc. So just wanted to understand what kind of cranes go into these sectors, the higher tonnage cranes or the lower tonnage? And even for airports, these are typically the longer term duration projects, or you know, some mix of long and short duration projects.
So sectors we serve, if you're referring to that PPT, sectors we serve: industries, energy, infrastructure, B&F, that is building and factory, and others. So we've divided sectors into four parts. Now, industries, when we call it, is oil and gas, refineries, steel, cement, fabrication yards, which is again part of oil and gas. Infrastructure is these bridges, metros, bullet train, coastal. Now, every project has a mix. So every project generally, if you even say a wind project, so the wind project, as I said, there's an 800 ton crane present, and for the support, there's tire mounted cranes, which are 110 and 160 ton. So now going back to solar project, which is a Reliance project, which we are working and for the where they are going to open a manufacturing plant. So that is smaller. Two mid-sized cranes are more. The percentage of that will be, say, 70-80%, but there is still 30% for the higher capacity cranes that will be used later in the project. So oil and gas, refineries, steel, airports, railway station, whichever you call, any projects you say, bullet trains or metros, there are smaller cranes that come in the front when they do the loading and unloading of the steel material and the cement materials. Then will come the mid-size cranes. Those will be doing the erection work. And then finally will come the higher segment cranes, which will do the heavy lift on the higher heights and radiuses. So there's every project will have a different mix. So in the wind, the percentage of revenue will be higher with the larger cranes, and the mid-size and smaller cranes will be lesser. In an airport, the mid-size cranes would be higher and the larger cranes would be minimal. So there's a percentage of cranes as goes in a mix. So there is no project in which, of course, we are talking about 800 may not be used in all the projects. But if you are restricting to looking at any crane size, which is 50 ton to say 400 ton, so it's a mix of these cranes used in all the projects.
Got it. Fair enough. Just a follow-on question to this. So, you know, how are you choosing the sectors within and where to give the cranes? Is it basis rental yields or government focus, or how is it that you are planning to, you know, narrow down on sectors? Because there is a vast spectrum of opportunities, like you mentioned to the previous guy also. You know, we have very limited packages to offer. The demand is very high. So how are you selecting the projects? On what basis?
All right, so there's a slide which is called Focus on Increasing Volumes and Optimizing Operations for Better Margins. So this sheet, I will read it to you, of the headlines of those. Cyclical play, placing cranes at sites strategically after analyzing projects and cycles of the user industry respectively. State budget, so we also follow which are states are planning what kind of budget and what kind of long-term projects, and how is the spending coming and how are they supporting it. Again, looking at political stability in each state, this is one of the important things that we look at. Again, the next thing is weather. Like I just mentioned in the previous question, that now we are talking to KP Energy for one project in Nalia, Bhuj, during which the 800 ton will have business during the monsoon also. So the wind projects generally don't operate in the monsoon time. But in Tamil Nadu or in the Bhuj area, if we are operating in Gujarat Bhuj area, then there is opportunity to work in those months also. All right. So weather is one important factor again. And again, the project timeline, how longer duration projects are coming. And if you see the map of India, which we have made and which we are saying, the currently where we have placed already our cranes are marked in green flags. And the ones which we're getting inquiries, but we are not able to scale there because we don't have enough machines right now. So the current projects, which are concentrated north and west and center of India, if the inquiries are flowing there, that will be our first, because we're already present there, our strength is there, and our team is there, our trained operators, and our train stations are there, our few parking nodes are in that area. That remains as the first focus. But obviously, we are wanting to move and cover more and more geography. So those kind of services and infrastructure background, we will be creating in different states also as we grow from here.
Got it. Fair enough. That was a very detailed answer. Thanks for that. I'll just ask Sreevan one more question. What I just wanted to understand is, you know, we've been able to improve our EBITDA margin. So what levers contributed, if you could help us understand, maybe operational efficiency could be one of them, but any more levers, and beyond these high margins, how do we foresee, further improvement? What levers could again kick in from here on? Maybe some part of it you actually even answered, like, you're deploying machines where it was not possible in monsoons, etc. So something like that, and anything else which is coming in, handy to improve the margin.
So importantly, you pointed out these cyclical plays, which I said, right? It is helping us get the occupancy again and again above 90%, even 92, 93, 94% sometimes. So that is definitely helping improving the margins. The second is the young fleet that we have. So we don't have very, very heavy maintenance coming on this fleet for another 5 years at least, if I would say, because the life span of these cranes are generally 20, 25, 30 years. So we don't see any heavy expenses on the maintenance of the new generation cranes that we have. And of course, our expenses, they don't expand with every crane we buy, right? So every crane, if I add, after say adding 5 cranes or adding another state, our expenses would increase. Say for instance, if I want to add Uttar Pradesh now and I want to create an infrastructure, and if I'm going to be able to give only 1 crane there, so my admin cost is going to be higher. If I have multiple cranes there, my admin cost doesn't increase on every crane there. So if you see the concentrated map again, expanding geographies, like I said, our first preference is within the geography of the state we have. Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, MP, Chhattisgarh, maybe Goa. So this is our strength area where the expenses don't grow, because our nodal places where the parking is there, it doesn't have to be made another one. We have engineers there, they can take care of a couple of more cranes that are added there. So there is minimum cost that happens when I open up another state or another geography. So right now, if we are concentrating on say 40% of the geography on India, we are able to maintain that very, very easily. And there is enough of orders in, again, this current geography where we are sitting. We are not being able to get all the orders because of shortage of cranes that we have. If we are going to expand in other geography, we want more number of cranes to go in that state, not one or two. We see these 5-10 cranes in one geography, one state when I say geography. So one state, each state, if we have 5-10 cranes, 5 cranes, even if it would be subcontract cranes, then our margins can improve drastically further from here too.
Got it. Makes sense. Thank you. And just one question more
sure.
I wanted to understand was, we have usually a monthly billing cycle, right? So the risk of delayed payments, so like typically, what kind of hard stop is followed in the industry or by yourself? Say, you wait for payments till 60 days or max 90 days and then you take your crane off. If there's any delayed payment, or how does, it work in case of slower payments in the from the client side?
So again, being a medium sized company, and we have a presence of 40 years in this industry. So definitely we have a lot of know-how about the company payment patterns and the project timelines and which kind of projects are the principal clients. We always target the principal client. We want to see who's the principal client. Where hypothetically, say if it's a job from ICD or Response or any other companies we are taking, we always also study the principal client from where the flow of money is going to come to our client also. So we just don't see that it is L&T we would want to jump in and take the order. We also see what kind of projects and timelines in which the government wants to finish that project. If the projects are going to finish in timelines, the payment is going to flow in time. So 90 days is something that is a cutoff line for every client to pay in time. We don't generally have an approach of shutting down our services and spoiling with the clients, because they are all A-group clients which we work with. And very few times, because delay payments from the government side or from any other thing, but they are not, it's not that they have a intention of defaulting with us. And we generally have more other sites working with them. So we understand sometimes they would pay from some other sites in 30 days. And they say that, Kareem, we'll wait for this site for 60 days, 65 days, because we are getting flow is a lesser time. But other sites where we are getting the flow sooner from the principal, they'll make their payment even 15 days and 30 days. So it is a give and take relation. But 90 days is a general average that is practiced by the industry. Before that, there is no stopping of the crane or a serious discussion with the client. And that is a very, very, very few occasion on which it happens.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you. And best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from line of Mike Talati from Agility Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the follow-up. So just wanted to understand that when we say a 30% growth rate in FY24 in terms of sales, it means we would need an additional, we would need an sales of 12% Q4. So are we confident of achieving that number?
That's our target numbers with the current orders we have.
Current orders, we are targeting close to 12 crores of sales. Okay.
Yes, it again depends on the billing closing, you know. So sometimes the billing closes before March and sometimes the bill doesn't close. Supposing hypothetically our crane starts working, like one of the projects what we are putting now is a lump sum project where the work is only for 1 month, but it also involves transportation cost as one bundle pricing. Say hypothetically, if the bundle pricing is say 1.5 crore rupees or 1 crore rupees a bundle price, that's the transportation time, the rental time, everything included for a 400 or 600 ton crane. So if the job starts on 15th of March or say first week of March, that means the crane has left the yard around or the last site around 15th of February. So for that crane, the rental bill would only be made when this contract is over because it's a lump sum order. So that order will fall, the bill will fall in first week or second week of April. So that may transform to the next quarter. Right. So these kind of active projects are always there. Like in the last balance sheet of 23-24, if you see in the March quarter, there was substantial jump in the sales. That was also due because something which was supposed to get the billing completed in April, the client finished the project early and said, you can raise the bill, the project is over. And the billing which was supposed to happen half and half in March and April, we got the billing in March. So those kind of little bit of adjustment of 2-3% may happen here and there, but yes, what you're saying is other targets and order book what we have already.
Okay. And okay, so and in other terms, I wanted to understand, so for example, like we mentioned that we have a 30% average yield of 30%, and on an additional capex of 67 crores, which we did last year, it should result in a revenue close to 20 crores. But we are doing an additional revenue close to 8 crores. So is there a drop in the realization or how should we look at this?
Yeah, everything in the addition of the, you need to follow the announcements and check when were the announcements made. For example, the 800 ton in that year was added only on the billing cycle in end of November or December, if I remember it right. So nothing and everything of 67 crores were not invested in the month of April. So it was a spread from April to the March month, all right? So possibly that the first quarter may have investment of, say, 10 crores. The second quarter would have investment of 7, 8 crores. The third quarter, which I remember, not third, but third and fourth quarter to be, together, in the end of third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter, there was investment of 30 crores. So after that, in the end, March month, there would be investment of 10 crores. So we need to check those investments which came and when it came.
No, sir. So
it comes in a spread. So whatever capex that we do, right? So this year we did 55 crores. So this 55 crores, 10 crores was recently added, which we announced, 12 crores, which came in December and January, right? So then the capex was 43 crores in the last phone call, which we had said. So it depends how and when we receive the delivery and when the cranes got engaged. Then also can be averaged out. So there is no way that you could say 30% on day one of 67 crores would be calculated and 20 crores is not why added.
No, sir, but just wanted to understand more on this. So that is till the March we have done CAPEX, right? So from March to next month, that is a pin that 1 year period we could have seen a 30% average yield. Is that the correct understanding?
No, it could be in the following year. It cannot be in the current year. Plus you will have to minus any cranes that we have sold. The older fleet is also something which we have sold in the current financial year also, I think in May or something, right? So those kind of plus and minuses we'll have to do to arrive at a figure.
Okay.
So
okay,
the older fleet which we are giving and we are coming. So last con call, if you see the presentation, we had given an average age of 7 to 8 years. This year we have given this, now the average age of the crane is 5 to 6 years. So it is also because we are adding newer cranes and it is also because we are selling a few of the left older cranes that we have in our fleet, like a 4-5 units. So they are like 15 years, 20 years. So we are, because they are still working in the project. So we are not keen to sell it because they are making us good money. But once it gets off the project, there was one-off cranes will keep going out, and then it turns into a margin, and then we add new cranes also. So all those will have to, plus and minuses will have to be done to arrive at a figure.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Bye. Sure.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta from Ficom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, first of all, out of the states that you operate, which are the, you know, toughest three states to work in, you know, from the political point of view? That's number one.
You want to ask both the questions together, or you want me to answer first and then the second question first?
You can answer first and then I can ask.
See, so politically, when you're saying there is never a political problem in any state, but if there is not a majority of government in any state, this is the kind of states we will take a second call. If we don't have enough business in the states where the government has majority, whichever government it could be. So when there's a majority government, we believe there is a good investment and there's a good momentum that you may have seen also that is coming. And the local problems, localizing problems, because few of the states may have those kind of problems, right? So that we have to see that if there is any local problem that comes, like in my opening speech, I mentioned a project coming in Gadchiroli, right? So which is JSW 1 lakh crore investment which is coming. So when this kind of project comes, we would also check if there is going to be localizing that we have to do directly or the company is going to take. Where there is a new project, grassroots projects, which starts, there is always a local issues which the company and supported by the government, they take care of. So we are not the first reachers who would want to reach there first when the project starts, takes off for the 3-4 years. We would like to reach there after 6 months when everything, the dust has settled and everything is working perfectly. So when it's perfect and fine, we want to reach that.
Got it. And secondly, are you facing any shortages of skilled labor in India? That's also another question. And also, how does the training of operators and tech support work from the Chinese crane companies happen?
All right. So as the Middle East is also now under huge expansion, especially Saudi is doing a lot of expansion now. There's a lot of traction from the Indian skilled laborers and semi-skilled laborers that want to go out of India and want to practice their skills there and want to find a job there. But the pay scale in India through COVID, what we were paying, I think they have already doubled up from the time we were paying people 5 years back because of the demand of skilled laborers and semi-skilled laborers. And we have a habit to always have extra few operators and crews in our team which are trained. So we promote newer operators also, getting trained at our site plus going through these Chinese company factories where they would initially give small training. So these are the same people who have worked as riggers and helpers over the years. After 5 years, they get a small training in the factories of these companies. They get a small certificate coming from that company saying that they've done a workshop of, say, 15 days or 20 days. And they know the safety parameters, how to operate these cranes. And then we keep them as junior operators on a crane. And then from the junior operator, after a year, they will be converted into senior operators. So this is how the whole cycle is there right now. We don't face, yes, there's an increased cost to it, which is coming. But that is fair. I mean, with the demand is there, so there's going to be an increased cost. But it is sustainable and maintainable. So something which is there. But I don't see a shortage of any skilled or unskilled labor right now. And what was the second part of your question?
I think that answers the question.
Okay.
Yes. The third question, if I may. What is wind currently as a percentage of your revenue? And don't you feel there is any competitive pressure in this segment? I'm specifically asking this because one of your larger peers, who is pretty heavy in this segment, is facing some pressure and slowdown.
So I am not the right person to answer on behalf of anyone. But what is related to Crown, I would definitely want to answer that. So I have already half answered this in the question which was previously asked to me, that what is our exposure to green energy. So our exposure to green energy, when we say, so it is around 15 to 20% average in the last 6 months, in actually the 9 months that we have from the wind sector, and around 10% from solar factories, which is Reliance again. So 10 to 15% is from solar, and 15 to 20% sometimes, that is the range in which the wind exposure is there. So at a given time, our exposure to wind is not larger than 20%. I personally don't see a slowdown, and we have enough inquiries for deploying our cranes. Right now also, as I said, one of the examples of KP Energy from Bhuj, we are getting an inquiry and order for that. They want to confirm with us. We are waiting for more CAPEX plans coming in forward for April and or September, because we don't want to introduce a 800-ton heavy crane during monsoon. So either we introduce it in April or we introduce it in September. So we are still working that with KP. And it's just one of the clients which I'm giving you the name. But there are other companies also like KEC and JSW, Renew, Suzlon. They all want more cranes, even Adani. So they all want more cranes. I don't foresee that there is a slowdown, but if we have enough and we have too many cranes in one segment, then definitely client also has their restrictions of working with one single client, and they would also want to prefer having more clients, and you know, because the sites are different and they don't want one client to be there and dictating anything to them. So sometimes of those reasons, even if there is enough work, the client would still want to have other participants also for the different projects. Of course, the services also matter, and that's how we again say in our vision statement that we want to be one of the preferred ones. So clients have their preferences about this. But there is enough job, and I see that, yes, this industry should be doing good.
Got it, got it. And one final question is... what is the difference in your rental yields for leased crane versus your own crane? If you can give a figure on gross yields.
I have given this again, but I'll give it again. So I have given this in the past, but I'll give it again. And so our yields are between 30-36% depending on the long-term projects versus the short-term projects or mid-term projects. So it is bouncing between this. Sometimes it is even 40, but it is sometimes. So that is why we don't put those figures here. So in general ballpark figure, it is 30 to 36% range. That is why we should be able to clock 32, 33, 34. This is how we clock. And when it is subcontract cranes, the mid to smaller size cranes would be 10% flat. And if we start engaging going forward into 400, 600 ton or 800 ton cranes, where the turnover and revenue is very high per month, that margins would be around 5%. So general average, which I said was 7-8%.
Right, right. And in terms of profitability, purely focusing on that, what would be the differential between owned and leased cranes?
Owned cranes, after we have paid our loans, it is in 100% whatever we save after the expenses. So after the interest paid, the depreciation is still in the pocket, right? So whatever the cash profit is coming home. Subcontracting crane is not something that they we have people who sign up with us that only will work with us. So after every project, they may turn on to the different project, a direct inquiry from a client or maybe from another crane company, right? So it is something which we don't want to depend on. And subcontracting, until now, we were also using it as fillers, I call it. So 85 ton we invested, 100 ton also we invested, and we may invest a couple of them again. So these cranes, what we do is when we don't have that crane, we would rent those cranes. And when we have the CAPEX plan, we would import those cranes for us, because these are the longer term projects. So maybe 3 months, 6 months, we'll use a subcontract crane. After the 3 months, 6 months of period, we will tell them, okay, we will close a contract with you, and we will bring in our own machine for the balance period of 1.5-2 years of that project. So sometimes we don't have the cranes, but we know that we want to buy this crane and it's under the pipeline coming in April or May or June. So in that shorter period duration, we use this as a buffer. So we'll bring in subcontract crane, capture the order, a long-term one, and then we will buy the crane and plug in our own crane there. So that's a mixed strategy for which we use these subcontract cranes. But yes, generally you'll see these 10 and 15 cranes. Definitely that many cranes. We have people who want to support and are happily working with Crown because the payment is secured. They know the way we operate. It is more professional approach. They see that it's a long-term project that we are giving them. And even they get our credibility in the market when they work with us. Our crane logo goes on their crane also. And our team, which is also at that site for our own cranes. So we try to put these subcontract cranes in the similar sites where our other larger cranes are there. So we are able to even help them getting their crane serviced in time or, you know, maintain that. So they're getting this professional help and they're learning the ways that we practice it. And the client is also okay with that because they're getting newer cranes. We are making them buy newer cranes for us for long-term projects where we don't want to invest. And this is a give and take kind of thing where the subcontractor wins, we win, the client wins.
Right, right. So just to confirm that one, for subcontracting, you're saying 8 to 10% margin is what you make on the
smaller cranes are 10%. The larger cranes would be 5%. So right now in this quarter, we don't have any larger crane in this. So right now it is 10%. And going forward, we are looking to hire some larger crane contracts cranes also. If we get from the market, if there's availability, because there's still a shortage in those sizes. If we get it from the market, if we're able to time it well, those would be 5 to 6% of margin. So general average would be 7%, 8%, yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Lan of Piyush Chen, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Kareem bhai.
Yeah, hi.
Good set of numbers. Yeah. Just wanted to understand this. Since we are saying active projects, something around 10 to 11 in active clients. So this is like a short-term tenure type of 3 or 6 months that keeps on changing. These are like a bigger size of contract, like 9 to 12 months. But I just want to know, how we get that revenue is sustainable or it will be growing, because this quarter the growth was little bit of down. Let's say YOY this is a 20%. Last 2-3 quarters we were doing around 40-50% type of growth.
No, it's not due to the market conditions. I would request you to study the company's balance sheet for say last 2 years back when the numbers were very marginal, and you obviously see a spike in the number coming in the very next year when there's a 60. The first 2 years back we had 15 to 17 crores of capex. The next year was 65 crores. That was a robust capex size, right? So because we get a 65 crores on a smaller balance sheet is different. This year we got 55 to 60 crores rupees that is coming in on the balance sheet which was printed last year. So if you see that percentage of growth, that is why the earlier percentage of growth would be 70-80% on the top line also, and then it comes to 50%, then it comes to 40%, and then it flows at a sustainable growth of 30-35% or 25%, right? So as the company keeps growing, the capex has to increase. If the capex is going to be at 50 crores every year, then you see a percentage growth, you'll have to calculate it that way. So next year we have already put in our presentation that we are looking at a substantial capex growth. Obviously, we have a backup with the warrants we have done already in November, and which was done at 268 rupees at that time. And that fund is 75% is yet to be received. Once we start receiving those funds, as well as we have finances planned, we have our own cash flows that is coming in. With that kind of numbers, we will definitely have to engage in higher capex to see that number sustain on the top line. Our focus is on the top line, but at the same time, our focus is more on the margins, which will come additionally from the, again, subcontract cranes also, as well as our own cranes, where the cost of admin is not increasing drastically, but our additional cranes is bringing in our more margins. So it's adding more to the bottom side than the top side. So if required, there would be a preference coming up next year maybe, because we will have to have enough margins because banks are ready to support us. Okay, so our credibility with the bank is top A class. So we can
even if we want another 50 crores coming from the bank, yes, it can come. But at the same time, we'll also have to have our margins coming in as a 20%, 25%, whatever margins that we apply on different cranes. That will also be, we would require that also coming in at the same time, right? So everything is being budgeted for the next financial year. Everything is being planned that how are we going to maintain the growth. Even if we have the orders, we also need the money at the same time to grow.
Perfect. So what kind of growth we are forecasting for next quarter? I'm not asking for a year or something. You said you will do around 50, 55 crore of capex or something. And we have already done a sizable capex in last 2 years also. I just want to understand the what type of growth
with the kind of with the kind of budgeting which is still under progress, which I am still under the plans of what kind of frames for what projects. I read a few projects, and there are a few more projects which I have not covered in this slide because it was announced in the last phone call. They are still yet to kick off. So it depends on the project cycle when it kicks. If they kick earlier and we may require the funds earlier, the bank is already, as I said, getting lined up. We will have a call for our warrant money also. If required later down the line, we would have preference also coming in. And the earlier the project starts, the numbers are going to be better. The projects, if they kick in, say, after monsoon, and some projects within monsoon, so it will all depend when the project starts. But looking at the cycles and the orders and few projects which I've already kicked in, but the crane requirements, because first it is a civil job that happens at the site, then the mechanical crane and those kind of things, they add up. So looking at that, I should want to place a number. The 30% growth is very, very achievable, and I don't see any hiccups there. That we should not focus a number of 30% plus.
Okay. And just a couple of more questions. First, this Serentica project you have mentioned in the poster presentation. If we are able to disclose the size of the project, if possible, size and tenor of the project, or this is it a sustainable margin which we are earning right now, or there is a margin different in this wind type of project? And second is, how is the inquiry after Q3? I don't want data in terms of number or something, but after Q3, how is the inquiry with respect to, because...
So let me answer in one second.
H1, yeah?
Let's break up the questions. It will be easier for me, so I don't mix it up too much. So the first question is that what is the size of the Serentica order? Serentica order first, which came is for 6 months, which is around a 4 crore rupees order. And during monsoon, sometimes the company would pay us 50 to 70% of the amount. And we still have an option to move our crane to different projects. That's what I was mentioning, that we are talking to KP Energies and other companies in the south, wherein the cranes will also be utilized during the monsoon season, which is in the other state, but not there. And then when there is monsoon in December in Tamil Nadu or something, we will move those cranes back to places where there is no monsoon. So this climatic change play, we'll have to keep doing it. So Serentica also has orders in Karnataka. They have one now new project coming in Gujarat. KEC is coming up with a project in south in Karnataka now. So because they are also starting in the wind sector now, sooner. And because of this mix, because the monsoon is there, so the orders are for 6 months, then they are renewed continuously. So when Serentica or Renew Energy or Suzlon, they will take a crane, they take a package. These packages don't release. Once you buy it, they are there for 2 years, 3 years, because only the break comes in between the season. Well, they will ask for a discounted price because the crane usage is not much during the monsoon. Or few projects where there is very, very heavy rain, they will not engage using the crane for 2.5-3 months. So we are trying to avoid those patches to go and work there. The current patch in which we are given our crane is in Maharashtra. And we see until June, we have the order till June. But even before that, we have an option after 6 months to get our crane released and move our cranes to zones like Bhuj, where we have another 1 year of full contract coming in. So if we are able to do that, then we will not see a break in between for the 3 months. That is what we are focusing and working right now with. So the first order which came to us is for 4 crore rupees.
Yeah, 4 crore. And the margin is in similar line? What we are right now earning a bit of 60% or something?
Yes, it is the same margin. We had engaged this 800 ton crane and the package to another client in the same region. After that, the principal client wanted to hire the crane directly from us because the contractor's contract got over there and our crane was released and was supposed to move to another place. Serentica was the principal client. They wanted to hire the crane directly from us. They hired it directly from us.
and it was hired at the same price. And that is the minimum benchmark pricing, which is in the market as I speak to you now.
And you mentioned a KPI Green Energy. This is like a Gujarat entity, correct? Parubhai Patel entity, correct? If I understand, correct?
KP Green Energy, yes, it is. Surat-based company.
And post-December, how's the inquiry? Just to understand on the without number, post-December.
September inquiry zone. So now all the inquiries generally are floated between 30 days to 90 days. The higher capacity cranes inquiries are generally floated 60 to 90 days. The smaller ones are floated between 15 to 30 days. The mid-size is floated between 30 to 60 days. So the forecast on the inquiry pipeline is always for the 3 months that we see. Yes, the projects which we study and we do the R&D, which I also read through what projects have been announced. So we would go and do our R&D when those projects are kicking off. There are a lot of refinery projects that are going to be kicking off, and there is a lot of steel projects that will be kick off. There's a bullet train segment which has now started from BKC going and connecting in Vapi, for which already we received few orders, and the higher capacity cranes will come there after monsoon. So those kind of pipeline things we have already in the R&D, and with what we would time buying our fleet in those sizes. When we know, okay, this crane is required 10 and this is one of our clients where they prefer us working with them. So we can capture 2 crane order or 1 crane order or a 3 crane order. That is the kind of order distribution that the client generally does. And that is how a medium-sized company would get an order. Out of the 10 units, you get a 2 crane order or 3 crane order.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Just one thing, a suggestion or something, that if we can share the data with respect to the size of the cranes we are right now having, and the future CapEx would be happening on which size of the cranes.
Generally, see, the margins don't differ much, so we don't like to tell which size cranes would be then the case. But yes, 1 quarter cranes we can probably tell you, like in the next quarter. So we keep it dynamic, right? So when we say capacity,
asking from the perspective of margin, just want to understand the growth requirement from the industry and business segment, which is like wind, solar, and refinery. Is requirement coming from low capacity type of crane or higher capacity type of crane?
No, so the inquiries where the project is very, very long term are going to be smaller and mid-sized cranes below 400 tons. Those are the cranes which are used for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. When it becomes a 400, 600 ton or 800 ton cranes, they are ordered for 3 months or 6 months. 800 ton only in the wind segment, we get a 9 to 10 months order, then the monsoon is a break period, and then again there's a 9-10 month cycle. So that is how the breakup happens. We can definitely think of getting a breakup of our fleet into the next presentation or something, and we can give you capex guidance maybe in the next phone call again, what kind of capex planning and budgeting we have done, and we will give you a general ballpark figure of what kind of sizing we are looking at, mid-size or the higher size. Rather than pointing exactly on what size we are going to do. Because it is dynamic. At the same time, we are talking to like 4 clients in one state. So whichever client comes in first, it's not that we have 10 cranes that we will be able to cater to everyone, right? So we will be able to cater to few of them. So it is dynamic. So whichever client comes in first, which is our first preference, which state is our first preference, who's going to make payment in time, who's going to give us longer cycle, which site is going to get less engine hours on my crane. So there's a lot of dynamics that we use in our sales and marketing, less maintenance, easy access to travel to that site whenever there is any maintenance to be done. So, you know, infrastructure which is developed around the project or not, because that helps us during maintenance time. So those all calculations are done before offering from the 4 clients, say, in different states which are asking for the cranes. If it is going to the second or third type of clients, the margins are going to be higher. If it's going to the first type of clients, the margin may be a little lower. But then the crane doesn't have a lot of maintenance, so it adds up there again in the EBITDA.
Perfect. Thank you for answering all the questions patiently, Karim. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to Mr. Karim Jharia for closing comments.
Thanks, Nirav. We extend our sincere gratitude to our shareholders, stakeholders, and the entire Crown team for their ongoing support and dedication. We look forward to remain committed to scaling new heights in the coming years. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Crown Lifters Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.